I once did an interview for the Banbury Herald. I must look it out one of these days, for the biography. Strange chap, they sent me, a boy, really, as tall as a man, but with the puppy fat of youth, awkward in his new suit. The suit was brown and ugly, and meant for a much older man. The collar, the cut, the fabric, all wrong. It was the kind of thing a mother might buy for a boy leaving school for his first job, imagining that her child will somehow grow into it. But boys do not leave their boyhood behind when they leave off their school uniform. There was something in his manner, an intensity. The moment I set eyes on him, I thought, aha, what's he after? I've nothing against people who love truth, apart from the fact that they make dull companions, just so long as they don't start on about storytelling and honesty the way some of them do. Naturally, that annoys me. But provided they leave me alone, I won't hurt them. My gripe is not with lovers of the truth, but with truth herself. What succour, what consolation is there in truth compared to a story? What good is truth at midnight, in the dark, when the wind is roaring like a bear in the chimney? When the lightning strikes shadows on the bedroom wall and the rain taps at the window with its long fingernails? No. When fear and cold make a statue of you in your bed, don't expect hard-boned and fleshless truth to come running to your aid. What you need are the plump comforts of a story, the soothing, rocking safety of a lie. Some writers don't like interviews, of course. They get cross about it. Same old questions, they complain. Well, what do they expect? Reporters are hacks. We writers are the real thing. Just because they always ask the same questions, it doesn't mean we have to give them the same old answers, does it? I mean, making things up, it's what we do for a living. So I give dozens of interviews a year. Hundreds over the course of a lifetime. For I have never believed that genius needs to be locked away out of sight to thrive. My genius is not so frail a thing that it cowers from the dirty fingers of the newspaper men.